Today's Maseches Sukkah, Dav Chav Ches. The journey today begins with the story of Eliezer HaGadol, top of Amud Aleph, who was on one occasion asked 30 halachic questions related to the laws of Sukkahs, and he reported that he only answered the questions that he had heard from his teacher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who himself, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was one of the greatest of the great. The lauding here that the Gemara gives is about his piety and caution, that he wouldn't open his mouth for emptiness and chit-chat, sichas chulin, the Gemara calls it, or as Rashi calls it, Rashi explains, a divrei havai of schok, wasted words, joking around, messing around, many other incredible attributes to learn from that the Gemara mentions, but also not in a vacuum. So we have Rabbi Eliezer, we have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe, continues the Gemara and relates that Hillel HaZakein had 80 students, Shmonim Talmidim, the greatest being Yonatan ben Uziel, and the Katan Shebekulam, the least significant among those 80, was none other than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So what a level, so different, so far for us to fathom the greatness of these people. Let's focus on this line. The Gemara gives Shmonim Talmidim Hayu L'Hillel HaZakein Shloshim Mehen Ru'uyim Shetishra Shechina Aleim Kamosh Rabbein. Unbelievable. 30, the top 30 of the class of Hillel HaZakein's Talmidim, were on such a level that they were able to, could have been, receiving the divine presence would rest upon them, like Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's try to understand the idea here of Ashras HaShechina. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Per Gimel, Mishnah Vav, says, Asar Sheyoshim Na'oskim B'Torah Shechina Shruya Mahem. 10 people who are sitting, and they're involved in Torah, they're studying Torah together. The Shechina will rest among them. Then we have a different phrase, the Gemara Brachos and Davav Amud Aleph has, when 10 people gather for a minyan of davening, or 3 people for a court, that's called Shechina Imahem. Shechina is with them. So what's the difference? Shechina Shruya, Shechina Imahem. So Yeshua Heller, in his parish on Pirkei Avos, points out the seeming contradiction. He makes the point that Ashras HaShechina is used in the context of Nevuah. This is when the Shekhinah, at the very least, can be sensed and revealed because there's communication, there's an interaction with Hashem. This is what we see by the 30 of Hillel's students. The other aspect of the Shekhinah, the other aspect of the concept of Hashem's presence being felt, as I saw this proverb, Elish Breidowitz, in his essays in Parshas Bahar, Tavshinai and Zayin, that Hashem conceals Himself, but also protects us at the same time. So the Gemara in Megillah, Chavtesim et al. Says, Tanya Rashbi Omer Rav Shim ben Yochai. Shim ben Yochai teaches, Bo kama chavivin yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come see how beloved the Jewish people are before God. Shebechol makom shegalu. Every place that they went into exile, Shechina imahen. Shechina was with them. Shechina went with them into Galus. Says, Rabbi Breidowitz, taking us to a Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, on the Tochacha, describing the future destruction, he quotes one of our most quoted Gemaras in all of the episodes that we teach, Yom HaDav Tes, the first and second base of Mikdash. Why were they destroyed? First base of Mikdash explains the Ramban had a Hashras HaShechina. There was Nevuah. It was a great time of spiritual enlightenment, spiritual power. Shmo HaGadol Imanu, says the Ramban. That was the time. There was a lot to lose, but there was also a lot to gain. We were on a very lofty level. Shmo HaGadol Imanu, the great name of God, was with us. This was still the time of Nevuah and revealed nature of Hashem. But by the second base of Mikdash, by Sheni, the second temple, Hashem was concealed. Rak Kavod Shmo, only the glory of His name, says the Ramban, as we know from Purim. Vanochi Hester Astir, right? There was a hiding of the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hester Panim, hiding of God's face in Jewish history is not the ideal. It's the results from chait, the results from sin, and can take us into an even deeper concealing. Therefore, what a Gemara is describing in terms of Hillel's students is the highest level of Ashras HaShechina, the relationship and the time of history that we pray for when Hashem is close, engaged, involved, and revealed, which in turn strengthens our conviction for the truth of the Torah.